You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
On Sunday, the government announced changes to the Fast Track Bill. Of the most notable of the changes, the bill will no longer give three ministers sign-off powers, having now delegated that responsibility to a panel of independent experts. This comes after widespread public protests and submissions against this bill. Although these changes mean less power will be concentrated in the hands of three ministers than had previously been proposed, environmental groups continue to criticise the bill, saying these changes are not enough. I spoke to Greenpeace Aotearoa's program director, Niamh O'Flynn, about these changes and Greenpeace's response. Just firstly, could you briefly explain what some of the key changes are in this newly revised fast-track process?
Well, what we've seen is that the government is really feeling the heat and the public pressure is working. So they have made some changes to the fast-track bill. So changing, for example, from decision-making being with the three ministers now to the expert panel and just Chris Bishop. But really, the concern is that the changes don't go far enough and this bill is still fundamentally dangerous and anti-environmental. I mean, one of the changes is changing the way the decisions are made, so the panel making the decisions rather than the ministers having the final say. So that is a good step in the right direction, but it was pretty outrageous to start with.
And over 20,000 people marched in protest against the Fast Track Bill, and tens of thousands have made submissions opposing it. Do you think these changes adequately respond to public concerns about this bill?
I don't think these changes do adequately respond. I think they do show that the public pressure is working and that the government feels they need to make some changes in response to all of the opposition they've faced. But the bill is still about overriding environmental laws and fast-tracking at the expense of the environment. So we think there still is a lot of change that needs to happen.
To add on to what you're saying there, what are some of Greenpeace's key concerns with the fast-track bill?
I mean, there's a lot of concerns. The major one is just that projects will still be assessed purely on economic criteria and be able to ignore existing environmental protections. So it means development at all costs, regardless of the impact on the environment. Furthermore, the breakdown of the projects that was released on the weekend shows that the approvals process could bring in 19 new mining projects. And for a country of our size, that's 19 new mines without environmental conditions. So that's a real concern. I also think it's a real concern that the public is still excluded from decision-making. And what we know is that across the country, it's very important. Civil society and communities play a really important role in decision-making.
Do you expect that public pressure will see more changes from the government with this bill?
It'll be interesting to see whether the bill changes anymore, but really the pressure we would like to see mounting is that the bill is chucked out completely. It's ridiculous to say that we can develop at the cost of the environment and have a bill that's so open to, well, vulnerable to lobbying and lobbyists. I think I would really urge any company considering using the fast track to really think about whether they are prepared to risk their social license. If you choose as a company to opt to bypass environmental regulations and bypass democratic process, you're putting your social license on the line and you will be forever tarnished by that decision. So I really encourage companies to take a second thought at that. One thing that's important to remember about the fast track is it means that projects like seabed mining in the South Taranaki Bight will be allowed to progress through this kind of legislation. So TTR, Trans-Tasman Resources, that failed at every court appearance they had. They failed after years of fighting in communities to get the consents needed to safely seabed mine, which we know they can't do in South Taranaki Bight, and this process would allow them to go ahead anyway. So that's the kind of company that industry would be keeping in going through the fast-track process.
That was Greenpeace Aotearoa's Niamh O'Flynn speaking to me about changes to the fast-track bill and Greenpeace's response.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.